Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited. Listen, this is another episode of the Government Coins podcast. This is actually episode number 4. Y'all, it has been a work in like it's been work, getting this podcast to the level that we've been able to do. And every week, I say this every week, but we constantly have guests on that are really coming in to just share more information about doing business with the city. And every week, I feel like that episode tops the next one. So this week, I'm super excited to have the city of Gainesville on the podcast as well. And just to tell you a little bit more about some of the work that they're doing and how to get engaged as a small business. So we are joined today by Sylvia Warren and Miss Faylene. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. How are y'all doing today?
We are doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having us. We're excited
Yeah.
to be here.
Absolutely. I'm
Yes, we
excited to
are.
share this stuff. When we had our conversation about just the podcast and, basically learning more about what's going on at the city, I got super excited about it. So I know people are going to eat this information up, and your emails are going to be flooded. Hopefully they give you some space between now and Christmas and the new year, but I'm definitely excited about this. So, would you both like to tell us a little bit about yourself as well and kind of how, your journey has been in this space?
Absolutely. Faylene, would you like to start or would you like me to start?
Oh, well, I can start if you'd like me to.
Okay.
Well, as far as my journey with, as far as small business, I previously worked as part of the university with their small business program. I have a background also of having served in the areas of procurement and saw the opportunity to join the city in the co current capacity of small business program coordinator. A desire and a love I have for working with small businesses. So I'm just excited to have this opportunity and to be able to assist our small business community.
And you said university. Which university did you work?
I was previously at the University of Florida and retired from there and have since been able to come on board with the city of Gainesville.
So yeah, you definitely have roots in the area. So that's amazing to kind of hear that journey in terms of how you started here. And you retired from that. Hold on, wait. We kind of really skipped that part. You retired from there. And then came back to do this work. Like, y'all, that's showing passion. That's showing, love and support for this industry and this space. So we definitely appreciate you, Faylene, Miss
Absolutely. Thank you.
And we have been so fortunate and so blessed to have her. It's just funny because we had you did an interview with the current director, and Faylene's the former director at the University of Florida. So I've worked with both of them within the city of Gainesville, just overseeing small business, and it's been an absolute pleasure. Faylene is doing a fantastic job.
Well, thank you.
And Sylvia, can you tell us a little bit about you? Because you just mentioned you've been working with both of
That's
them, so we
great.
definitely want to hear.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, just a little bit about me personally. I'm a 48-year-old married mom of three. I'm with the city. I've been with the city for about 11 years, but I'm also a full-time student. I'm currently working on my DBA, and I actually defend my dissertation next week. And so
Wow. And you're on here doing this today.
it has been a journey, but my background is actually in finance. I worked in finance for many years, and then I ironically moved from private sector to public sector in 2011. So I've been with the city ever since. I started out in our compliance area, which is actually complaints of discrimination. I worked a lot in that area, and later on just kind of expanded, took on some more responsibilities. And at the current, I have oversight of the city's small business program. The city's affirmative action program as well. So I love the work that I do. I'm very passionate about supplier diversity and just have a great team of people that I work with. I just wouldn't be a good leader if I didn't talk about the people who actually make it happen. That's Faylene, our program coordinator, and we actually have two staff assistants that work with us, and our team just works together so well. So I am blessed and fortunate to have some really, really good support and people that love doing what they do. So that makes a difference.
That definitely makes a difference. And you, this is going into that, showing that you love what you're doing because you have to defend a dissertation next week. That is
Week.
Yeah. So congratulations, number
Thank
one.
you.
Amazing. That's amazing. I
Thank
always joke around
you
and tell people I'm not going back to school, but
so
being able to, be able to balance and do both,
much.
that's phenomenal. Wait, all of the above, not both, because you're a wife and a mother at the same time. So definitely
Absolutely.
amazing.
Absolutely.
Now just hopping into this. So the small business program, can you tell us a little bit? Well, actually, can you tell us about the city of Gainesville at first, and your role at within the city and what that kind of entails, so that way we can really understand what can we come to you for?
Okay. So my role with the city is the oversight of the small business program. It is a race and gender neutral program, and it's designed to develop our local small businesses and to support the city of Gainesville's overall economic development. And one of the ways that we can do this is by supporting those local businesses. We've expanded our service territory. So currently, what we do is we cover seven different counties. We cover Alachua County, Bradford County, Columbia, Gilchrist, Levy, Putnam, and Union County. And when I say service, like those are the counties that have, individuals who are based in those counties, they can actually certify for the city small business program. So part of what we do, or part of my role and my team's role, is to try to ensure that our local small businesses are being included in all of our solicitations, that they know what the city is purchasing, that they understand how to do business with the city, the importance of certification, as well as some of the incentives that are offered for them, certifying with our small business program. We do a lot of education and outreach. I believe that we did about 30 education and outreach events on last fiscal year. And some of those include a few internal, we call it inReach as well. So we do education and training for small business owners, but we also do that for city staff members, what we refer to as, the city refers to as community builders. And part of that training, the internal training entails, educating our staff members of the importance of including and supporting our local small businesses. We talk about what their role is, and then also as well how we can support them as a small business department. And so we work in collaboration with both of the city's procurement departments. We have a lot of partners in the community, such as the SBA, the SBDC, the University of Florida. We work with several procurement departments from the colleges locally, from the county. And so we do a lot in collaboration with other small business service providers as well. So outside of maintaining the program, we offer the certification, we do the outreach and education, both for small businesses and city staff in a nutshell.
Okay, and if you see me like looking over here at these screens, I want you to know that I'm definitely super tuned in, but I'm sharing these links to these different things as you're saying them in real time. So, okay, so that's great. So, the counties, you said seven different counties. That's definitely a different approach. I would definitely say usually it's the counties who have everyone, because everyone has their own certification process, right?
Right,
We
correct.
always talk about, you hear small businesses, I have this certification, this, that, and the third, but having one that's amazing. So definitely dope. From the other side, oh, Faylene, would you mind telling us about your role with as within the city as well?
Okay, well, thank you. As far as the small business program coordinator, some of the things that Sylvia has already mentioned that we are responsible for handling, I serve to, along with the rest of the team, to help coordinate those events, to help connect small businesses with in the various departments, as well as working to provide assist with certification of our small businesses interested in certifying.
Got it. So you are the connector to the people within those departments. So after I get certified, you okay.
I'm one of them.
I'm
And Shaquille, one thing that I forgot to mention also was that even though we certify within those seven counties, meaning the principal location of the business has to be within one of those counties, we also accept the state of Florida certification. We accept the SBA certification. So we make it a lot easier for small business owners who have already certified with the Office of Supplier Diversity or the Small Business Administration. And then Faylene and I are also looking into accepting other, more formal certifications as well, so that people don't have to continue to go through that, that process of all of that documentation. So we do accept other certifications happily.
Oh, that is great. And I think that's, first of all, you're way past the power curve with that one. So I want to keep that one. Now, as we kind of transition into the different phase of the conversation, can you tell us a little bit about your small business programs as well?
So the small business program, as I stated, we cover the seven counties, but what I didn't talk about was we do, it's a race and gender neutral program that's available to anyone as far as, what we do regarding outreach. So we, even though, small business owners are required to live in specific counties to be able to certify, we service small business owners from anywhere. So anyone can attend our outreach events, whether it's a matchmaker or a technical assistance training or learning how to do business with the city, anyone's able to attend that. But what the program entails is basically, supporting those business owners and learning how to do business with the city of Gainesville. Because we know that sometimes government contracting can be a little intimidating for some people, but we've seen, small business owners who've never bid with the local government or state or federal government at all, who have successfully won city contracts because, they attended those events, they familiarized themselves with purchasing contacts, begin understanding how to navigate that process, what it entailed, what the requirements were, what the city purchased. And so we kind of help them navigate that process and try to remove as many barriers as possible to at least get them to try to participate on city contracting. So that's kind of essentially what we do with our program.
And then the other one, we talked a little bit about the certification, you accepting the other certification. What is the current process like to get certified within the city?
So we do an online certification. There's a application process. It's not that bad. They go through some qualifying questions first of all to make sure their principal location is in the county, to make sure they are in fact a small business. So there's a vetting process. They have to employ less than 200 people. We have a cap on how much the business earns per year and things like that. So fewer than 200 employees, they have to have a net worth of less than 5 million. A current occupational license. Taxes where applicable and things like that. And so there's an online process that they will go through. We do require some supporting documentation, although we're flexible in some circumstances. And I'll give you an example for that. Like, for example, we have some business owners, there's a requirement for business owners to have been in business for 2 years. But in some cases, they may have been in business for less than 2 years, but they still have experience in those areas. Like someone may have, an example that I like to use is someone may have, oversaw the janitorial department at a university for 10 years or 15 years or 20 years, and then they opened a janitorial business. However, they've only been in business for a year. So in those cases, we take their experience as well into consideration and not just, say, oh, you don't qualify because you've not been in business for 2 years. So, we look at the experience, we look at their financials to make sure, because we want to, if we, certify someone, we want to make sure they are in fact a small business, because we want to make sure they're competing, fairly, and also receiving the incentives fairly from our organization. And so I would say the certification process probably takes somewhere, depending on if they have all of their documentation together, probably somewhere between 30 minutes and an hour, depending on, like I said, how organized you are when you start. We try to tell people just have your, these are the things you have. We always provide, this is what you'll need. If you have that prior to going through the certification process, it shouldn't be very difficult. There's a series of questions and documents that they upload, and we try to get them, get the certification processed within 30 days.
I love the experience aspect of it. A lot of times we really don't talk enough about that. So I don't know. I'm sitting over here fangirling because I love the way that you all navigate your program. But there's one component of your small business program that I wanted to mention. And I see this a lot at the federal level, however, not as much at the state and local level. And that's your mentor protege program. Can you, either of you, can you share some more about that program and how
Absolutely.
it involved?
Absolutely. So the inception of the program, it was 2014. We started in 2014. I think when the pandemic hit, we probably had a lot more challenges keeping the teams together. But just to kind of tell you the way that it goes, we every year, it's a year-long program. And the beginning of every year or every fiscal year, we start an application process for mentors and proteges. And but prior to the process, I want to talk about what the program is for. So the Mentor Protege program is basically something designed to support your smaller, more emerging business owners. And we take a well-established business owners, we look at their reputation in the community, how, we want them to have been in business for a certain number of years. And we pair them with protege businesses to offer training in just a variety of areas. It could be accounting, it could be payroll, it could be marketing, you name it. It's so many different, there's so many different areas where they can receive training, and it's free of charge. There's no cost from our organization. There's no, the mentors don't charge us for them participating in the program. So it's wonderful. We just closed out our fiscal year program. And I think we had, I want to say, I keep missing the number, but about 13 teams and about 25, 26 members. Faylene can correct me if I'm wrong, but about 25, 26 members. And the way that the application process goes is that the mentors and the protégés submit applications. We have them electronically online, and they basically put in their, just their business information. And then the mentors will select areas that they're comfortable training or offering education and training in. And then the protégés will select areas that they need training in. And so what we do is, once the application period has closed, we pair them based on what, those selections are. So, if there's someone who's, you may not necessarily always be in the same industry, in regard to your mentor, the protégés, in regard to who their mentors are. However, we make sure that try to pair them as closely as possible based on what they select. So if there's someone who says, I need, training on accounting, marketing, learning how to, bid submissions and things like that, we try to pair them with someone who is comfortable and who has experience and a skill set, that can accommodate their needs. And so, like I said, you'd be amazed that sometimes people in different industries pair together so well and work together so well and have a successful mentoring relationship. And I think this year probably was our best year for our mentoring, just listening to the feedback, looking at how our protege business owners have been impacted by that mentorship, and just some real tangible results that we've talked about with our teams. We're just super proud and super thankful, at how it turned out this year. And we couldn't have done it without Faylene's help. I think Faylene just took it. I always tell her, you took everything that I've done, and she's taken it to another level. So So it's been a wonderful, wonderful, we've had wonderful results with that program. So.
Well, thank you. So it's definitely been a team approach. Definitely been a team approach.
And Faylene, okay. Did you have anything you wanted to add about the mentoring program?
Well, I think Sylvia did a wonderful job of covering, talking about our mentor protege program. And it's one definitely, as she mentioned, that we're excited about. We're looking forward to the start of the one for 2024 and seeing who we have on board with that particular season. So just excited about it, looking forward to it.
I am too. I'm excited about it. I'm definitely excited to have you back and talk about the success of this new cohort that's coming up soon as well. Now, for small businesses who are listening to this and they're interested in actually participating in the program or just keeping up to date on what's going on at the city, how do they keep up or learn about what's going on? Is there a newsletter or a webpage? Where can we find out what's going on with this?
So we do have a webpage at the City of Gainesville. And in fact, it has our calendar for the year is actually on the webpage, so they can see everything that's upcoming. Of course, there's always a possibility of changing some dates or maybe some topics, but we do place our calendar there. Any of the information that you would need to understand about the City Small Business Program is listed. It talks about our program requirements. There is a link to, to the webpage where they do the applications for certification. All of the mentoring applications for mentors and protégés are there. The invitation letter, there's a PowerPoint that talks about the program that they can go through and look at, if they weren't able to attend our launch event where we kind of launched our program for this fiscal year, they can actually go on our website and access all of that information.
Perfect. So listen, y'all, I already dropped the link in the chat to go and take a look at this information. Keep up with that calendar, because if you are in the area and you're interested in participating in this program or any of the Wait, we didn't even talk about the trainings you all offer. So I want to do that. So any of the programs or training that they offer, and piggybacking off of that, would you mind sharing with us about the small business events and trainings that you may have coming up?
Okay, Faylene, I'll let you cover the training if you'd like to, since Faylene handles the calendar.
Okay, thank you, Sylvia. Well, we do, as Sylvia mentioned, several workshops throughout the year. We had a number of events that took place during this past year and would look to duplicate some of those for the coming year that have been really popular and successful with our small business community. They may include such things as we had a workshop involving small business taxation and accounting for small businesses to learn more about some of the intricacies of that particular area as it relates to accounting and what they need to do as a small business, how they handle their taxation from the standpoint of being a small business. We also have outreach events. We have a annual event we call our Business Matchmaker, where we bring together the small business community as well as people within the city of Gainesville and other partnering organizations. And that's an annual event that we certainly encourage and invite our small business community to come out and meet the various organizations in attendance there. And we do a number of other technical workshops throughout the year that we think are of value and benefit to the small business community.
Okay, yeah. So, and if we attend these trainings, what can we expect to gain? Is it more of just an overview or knowledgeable, like a step-by-step guide in terms of how to do X, Y, and Z?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. We put on one specific event that we refer to as doing business with the city, and that brings together our procurement teams from city and GRU, which is our the Gainesville Regional Utilities, as well as other partnering organizations to talk to businesses about how do you get connected with their organization? How do you go about doing business with us? What does that take? And so that's an event that certainly we will expect to continue involving our procurement areas and as well as other events to help businesses connect with us because we're interested in having small businesses be able to access the opportunities that the city has available.
Oh yeah, that's nice. Having access to all of the agencies in one space. I love those type of events because it saves you so many emails and follow-up emails as well. I always tell people constantly doing sending out those follow-up emails. Okay. Now, as oh,
I'm
I'm
sorry, I
curious.
was muted and trying to talk. My apologies, but I
No
was going to
problem.
say one of the things that I wanted to mention also is that we do some one-on-one training and service offerings in-house as well, and we do that in collaboration with the Small Business Development Center. We've turned our office into someone that we do like I like to call a satellite office because we actually have someone from the SBDC, the Small Business Development Center, come in once per month, and they do one-on-one trainings with small business owners. So in other words, we'll set up like 8 slots. We advertise it online, and then anyone who wants some tailored training or tailored assistance, depending on their small business needs, they're able to actually come to our office and meet with a representative from the Small Business Development Center, and they get a little more intimate attention, based on what they feel they want training on. So we do that as well. I forgot to mention that, but we do that every month, and we have 8 spots open every month for folks to come in and get that one-on-one assistance as well.
Yeah, that's definitely next level. And you say you advertise it. Where can we go or to find out when this is actually coming up?
So we have an Eventbrite that we use. We also have a Facebook account. We use Twitter, and then we also again, once again, it's on our webpage as well. So they should be able to find that information on one in one of those areas or all of them.
Got it. So would it be the city's Facebook Eventbrite, or is it one specific to the office?
It's the Office of Equity and Inclusion.
Okay, so let me make sure I go and find that and drop that in the chat as well. But while I'm doing that, as we kind of shift gears and talk a little bit more about procurement, because we know these small business programs are available Let's definitely tap into what we can do at the procurement level. So, could you tell us a little bit more about things that the city of Gainesville purchases? Like, what are you buying right now?
Okay, well, I'll chime in on that, and Sylvia may want to add anything that I perhaps overlooked. Some of the areas that the city purchases or procures is that anything, when you might imagine, anything that it takes to operate the city operations that we do not handle internally, more than likely the city would procure those items or those services from the outside. And those may include such things as construction, also professional services to include things like architectural and engineering services. We also have goods, office supplies, computer equipment, and the list continues. We uniforms, printing, so a number of different services and goods that the city actually needs for each of their areas to operate. Those things, if they're, like I said, if they're not provided in-house, then the city would look to procure those from the from outside of the city.
Okay, that is definitely an extensive list. Let's talk a little bit about like some different services. What are some different services, service-based companies could actually participate in some opportunities?
Well, as far as particular services I mentioned about there's construction, there's janitorial services, there's architectural and engineering services, there's also printing services. So a number of different thing needs that the city has that we look to the vendor community if those things cannot be, like I said, provided internally, if those needs are not met in-house.
Perfect. So I'm actually dropping this link to the Facebook page in the Facebook page in the chat right now. In the midst of that, I wanted to ask another question about the different procurement thresholds within the city, or how many departments were in the city. Let's talk about those too. So the different, how many departments, and then we can kind of talk about the procurement thresholds as well.
Okay, well, I'm going to take a shot at that. And here again, Sylvia may, she's been here much longer than I, so she may know more of the actual details as far as how the city is structured. But basically, we have a setup that includes charter offices as well as city departments. And for our charter offices, those that pretty much have a direct line of reporting to the city commission. And I think we currently have about five or six city offices to include the city attorney's office, the city auditor, the city manager, our office, the Office of Equity and Inclusion. Have I missed any, Sylvia?
City clerk, I don't think you said that. City clerk as well.
Okay, city clerk. And so those would, some of those would be our city charter offices. And then we also have departments. So we have probably about 15 different departments throughout the city's organization. And some of the more familiar ones might be for our small business community. We and for the community at large would be our fire rescue department, our Gainesville Police Department. We also have our finance department, which includes procurement, accounting. We have also our sustainable development department. So all total, we probably have about 15 different departments in addition to the city charter offices. We have our transportation area, which includes the regional transportation system, which are the bus system. So a lot of different varied departments throughout the organization. We have public works. So those to name some of the ones that might be more familiar with our business community.
And as far as that, do how is it set up in terms of do all of those different departments manage their own budget, or does it all go through procurement? That's one question that I wanted to ask.
Well, the way to speak of probably to address that is that we have to a certain extent a decentralized procurement system here at the city, whereas up to a certain level, the departments may procure before going having to go to through purchasing. For any purchases up to $5,000, it's not required that that particular purchase be competed. And so what we do ask as part of that is that departments will involve our small businesses as far as obtaining a quote from them for that particular purchase, even though it doesn't require competition. And then from the threshold of about 5,000 up to 50,000, we refer to as our informal bidding process, whereas departments can obtain written quotes from suppliers that can provide that particular service or product. Although oftentimes those things do go through our procurement department. And then anything above the $50,000 threshold is what we refer to as formal bidding, where we actually advertise that particular opportunity solicitation, and actually it's posted through our procurement area.
Okay, that's actually perfect because I was trying to use that to feed into the other question and you just went on ahead right into it. So that was perfect. And
Yeah, I'm gonna,
so,
can I make a point also about one of the incentives that involves procurement? One thing that a lot of small business owners don't know is that the city, we have one incentive that we offer small business owners for anyone who has actually certified with the city of Gainesville through our program, and they're bidding competitively, meaning over $50,000, they receive a 5% preference. So in other words, for example, if someone is bid, if you know you submit a bid that's $100,000 and you're certified with the city, your bid becomes a $95,000 bid because you get a 5% preference for being a small business owner. So that is one of our big incentives that we offer for folks who are competitively bidding. Sorry about that. I just wanted to throw that in.
no, that was perfect, actually. So you said if it's 100,000, when they put it in, it'll be nine.
It'll be evaluated based on 95,000 because they
Got
actually get a
it.
5% preference, so they'll decrease it by 5%.
Nice. So I definitely hope to help y'all understand it a little bit. Your price, your it won't be based on your actual price. It's price like 5% lower than your actual price. So
Exactly.
that's okay. And then the other question I have around this, what is the current process of doing business with the city of Gainesville?
Okay, before I get into that, I'd like to also add to what Sylvia had also shared about incentives that's out there. The city also has an incentive there for if you're a first-time supplier or provider to the city of Gainesville, the departments and along with procurement has the ability to waive the bidding requirements that might be associated with that purchase up to a value of $20,000. For first-time suppliers or providers. And the reason for that is to give the departments an opportunity to be able to get to know that particular provider or supplier and what their capabilities are. So I certainly our office and the city encourages small businesses looking to do business with the city of Gainesville if they haven't done business here before to take advantage of that particular incentive that the city has in place to begin to get into the door and get to know the city and what their particular needs might be.
That's definitely another new one. I'm telling you, I haven't, a lot of this stuff is extremely different from some of the things that we've seen. So, okay. And then in terms of the actual process, so now I've went through all of the steps, I'm certified, and I found an opportunity. What is the process of actually, well, I guess finding the opportunity and bidding with the city?
Okay, a few of the tips that we encourage in terms of businesses looking to do business with the city of Gainesville to know about what type of things the city is procuring. We would certainly encourage those businesses to get registered on the bidding platforms that the city uses. And those bidding platforms includes what we refer to as DemandStar. As well as for, and most of those are formal bidding, but also can include those opportunities that are below bid threshold. GovSpend, which we use more so for a lot of our informal bidding. And so it's important that businesses get registered on both of those platforms. Stepping aside from that, GRU previously had used both of those platforms. They have since gone to a newer platform, which includes OpenGov. So, in looking at City of Gainesville and GRU and the opportunities there, we certainly would say to small businesses, get registered on those particular bidding platforms because that's where you find out about what the city has open in terms of solicitations and to be able to access those opportunities. In addition to that, get to know the organization, though who the stakeholders are. Work with your small business office within the city or within any the organizations that have that. They serve as advocates for you to help you connect, to help you access those opportunities. So it's real important to connect with our procurement division. All of those very valuable stakeholders in the process to help you get connected and help you actually access those particular opportunities.
Got it. Okay, so I just added the link to both of those websites on here, and this will be my last questions. My qu last question: if anyone in the audience actually has a question, you can go ahead and drop it in the chat right now. But my last question is: as a small business interested in doing business with the city of Gainesville, how do I market my business to actually just share more about what it is that I'm doing and just show interest that I'm interested in working with you all?
Okay. As we've been talking about pretty much through this conversation, talking about connecting with the organization, Sylvia mentioned various events that we host throughout the year that help to make those connections, help businesses get connected with the various players within the city to help you find out about how to go about doing business with us. And then I say, get acquainted with what the city purchases because, you know, if you're looking to market to the city, first of all, I want to make sure that the things that I'm looking to market, that the city actually has use of those. So get familiar with the organization, know what it is they buy, and then get connected with the various supporters within the city as far as the stakeholders who would actually purchase those goods and services. Procurement division that can help you with the procurement process. What kinds of methods do you use to go out and source those particular needs? So, a number of different areas, individuals, community builders throughout the city to help you get connected and help you find and access those opportunities.
And I was going to add to what Faylene said as well. We have a flyer that we designed. It probably needs updating now, but it does have generally what the city purchases. So if there's anyone who is actually interested in knowing the general types of items that the city purchases, we do have a flyer. And the city used to be composed of two functional units. We had the general government side and the Gainesville Regional Utility side. So we can provide information on both currently, but there's a flyer that we can provide that will give vendors an idea of what the city and GRU purchase. And so if anyone is interested in that, they can contact our office or either email us. Our phone number is 352-334-5051. And I'll say that again because I know Shaquille is putting a lot of stuff in the chat. So it's 352-334-5051. And then our email address, and it goes to our entire small business team, and they're really, really responsive to any inquiries from the outside. It's SBPP, like Sam, Boy, Peter, SBPP at cityofgainesville.org. And so if there are things like, because I know the challenge of feeling like for small business owners, feeling like they're just going everywhere trying to find everything. If there's someone who's just not sure who to call, who to contact, what questions to ask, they can always contact our office and we'll steer them in the right direction. But I wanted to add, Faylene gave some very good points for people who are interested in doing business with the city. But one of the things that's important is to also get on our emailing list, and they can contact us by that phone number or email and address because we actually email all of the city solicitations to our email recipients. So let's just say they didn't have time to go to Demandstar, you know, and get all of that stuff. You know, we actually provide that data for them, and we go a step further, and we also collect from all the departments that we're able, even though we're not, we don't have 100% participation, but we do what we call forecasting reports as well. So not only do we provide current bids, but we provide things that are coming down the pike as well. And so Faylene has done a fantastic job of and again, we don't have 100% participation from the entire organization, but we are getting some forecasting in to where we can provide to our small business owners. You know, they may be interested in a janitorial, you know, job with the city, and we'll let them know, hey, we have 5 janitorial contracts that are, you know, and this is when the contract is ending. So they'll have kind of have an idea of, you know, when to be prepared, you know, to submit their bids and when to be looking out for those solicitations. So we try to take a lot of the guesswork out of it for our small business owners and just try to make sure we connect them with those opportunities. And the matchmaker Faylene mentioned earlier, I don't think I mentioned it, but we bring in all of the city's procurement representatives to that matchmaker. So we have both of the city's departments, that's the general government and the Gainesville regional utility side. They bring in their procurement folks. The county's procurement people are there. University of Florida, Santa Fe State College. Am I missing anybody, Faylene? And so... So we bring those procurement representatives into one room, and we do that in the spring of every year. We did it twice last year, but this year we're going to do it in the spring, and that information will be on our website. But we bring all of those folks in one room, and these people get an opportunity. This is like a, this doesn't happen that often. You know, you typically have to go to all these different places to find out who are your buyers, you know, who are the people who handle procurement, but we bring all of those folks into one room along with some other very, very valuable resources, such as the Small Business Administration, SBC, and other small business service providers. And these business owners have access to all of these folks, you know, in one setting. And so, you know, each of those representatives teach during the matchmaker how to do business with their organizations, who are the contact people, what do we purchase, what is the process. So they're literally getting information that could take them months, you know, during that one matchmaker event during the spring of the year. So that's something that we're offering, because networking is extremely crucial. Faylene and I we actually hired, you know, someone for our office supplies, because that person just happened to be in the right place at the right time. They were at one of our networking events, and somebody said, the host said, hey, we have somebody here who does that. And we were using a national company, and they were like, wait a minute, we have someone right here locally that we can use. And we actually started using a local small business owner. So just, you know, folks being in the right place at the right time, taking advantage of those opportunities is very important. To just be there and to show up sometimes can make a huge difference for that business.
That's the word right there. Show up, y'all. If you don't leave here with nothing else, leave with those two words, show up. We have one question in the chat, actually, and someone said, where can I find the forecasting info?
So with the forecasting information that we provide every month, we provide that to folks who are on our email distribution list. And so if whoever answered that question, if you want to be added to our emailing list, you will be receiving those forecasting reports once we add you to the emailing list. So eventually we are going to start posting them on the website. We're kind of cautious as right now because, you know, we're getting information from various departments, so we want to make sure we have city leadership, you know, buy-in to make sure they want that those things posted on a public facing website. But currently we are providing it to our email recipients. So if they're on the list, they'll be receiving them along with the bid opportunities.
Now, I just dropped that email address in chat. She told you, let them know. So email that sbpp@cityofgainesville.org. and let them know that you are interested in joining their newsletter. So that way you can get all this information, the opportunities, the the forecasting opportunities. So you know when you have time to prepare for these things that are coming down the pipe. So listen, if there are no more questions, first, I just want to say thank y'all so much for joining us. This was absolutely informational. And I know that there's a lot of information that businesses are going to take, digest, and feel definitely going to reach out as well. I will be sending you all an email to join the newsletter as well, just because I like to stay up on these things. And I'm in Florida, so I may be coming to do some business with City of Gainesville myself. So I'm super excited. Thank you again. And if there's anything else you'd like to share, definitely let us know.
Just want to say thank you so much for having us. We have enjoyed participating on this podcast, and we just appreciate the fact that you're allowing us to use your platform to talk about, you know, the programs and services that we offer. And I just want to encourage small business owners, like, don't be intimidated to try to do business with government. You have people who are here who actually love working with small business owners. So don't feel like you have to, you know, go through all of these hoops. Just contact our office and we'll make sure we get you connected with the right people. We'll make sure we provide as much service and support as we can. And we have so many partners. One of the things that our team is really good at doing is that if it's a service that the city doesn't offer, we also have partners in the community who can offer additional services. So we try to make sure we're steering them in the right direction. So our team is extremely responsive. They're extremely supportive and helpful with local small business owners. And I think it really makes a difference, you know, just even the customer service aspect of what we do in our department. You know, some people are just not as welcoming, and it's not as, you know, as willing to go that extra mile for small business owners. But, you know, I can honestly say that Faylene, since she's been this program coordinator, I couldn't have had a better replacement. Like someone will ask her for one thing and they'll get 10 things. So I was like, you asked for this, but I'm going to give you this, 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 and this. So I can honestly say that she goes above and beyond trying to provide as much support and as much information for these small business owners as possible. So feel free to get in contact with our small business team, regardless of what your needs are. Like I said, if it's something that we can't offer, we will try to make sure that we connect you with someone who can support your local small business or your small business.
Well, thank you, Sylvia. And I just like to say thank you to Shaquille. Also, the fact that you have this podcast available for the business community to help them be able to identify and find opportunities for their business. And the fact that you're willing to share this information and actually put it out there to make it available to them. And certainly my thanks to Sylvia for providing the opportunity for us to be on board to assist with the small business program. We definitely, I think, have a wonderful team, and we're there to support the small business community as well as internally our departments and their needs, and help them be able to have providers and suppliers for what they need to purchase. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Again, this has been an amazing episode. Thank you both so much. And that's it, y'all. That's the end of this episode. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, and share this video with any business in any of those seven counties. And then also just throughout the state of Florida, or businesses who are looking to just do business with the city of Gainesville as well. Know that you have advocates at this city. Like, when I say that, I really mean that. So know that you have advocates in this city, and do that work. So, yep, that's it. I'll talk to y'all in the next episode. And, well, that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.